Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. When is the last time God spoke to you? Not when is the last time I nodded in agreement to an abstract biblical principle, but when is the last time you received knowledge and wisdom from His mouth? Proverbs 2, 1-6. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Quite a process, isn't it? We spend ourselves in the pursuit of wisdom, crying, seeking, and searching. We find ourselves in reverence before God, and then from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. This process that began with receiving God's words now yields knowledge and understanding coming from God's mouth. It is troubling to me to see how we have made following God so easy. We have discussions and conversations about the Bible, often opening our Bibles and our mouths simultaneously, glibly explaining what God does and why He does it. But our voices drown out the voice of God. From his article, Beyond Bible Study, Warren Wiersbe says this: if so many people are buying, and we hope studying, expensive and elaborate study Bibles and using study guides in Bible study groups, why is it that the church today is so divided, disgraced, and defeated? What is all of this so-called Bible study accomplishing? It seems that no matter where you go, you find God's people living at a sub-Christian level, but still rejoicing that they are studying the Word of God. The question should not be, am I reading or studying the Bible? The question should be, am I receiving the written words and hearing knowledge and understanding from the mouth of God? Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.